Intense diplomatic activity continued around the world this weekend as the United States pressed its case for military action against Iraq. Senior U.S. diplomats were in Russia and Turkey. British diplomats traveled to China. They're working on the wording of a tough new UN Security Council resolution which threatens war if Iraq does not disarm itself quickly of weapons of mass destruction. Iraqi officials reacted with defiance to that pressure. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now. Mike, exactly what are Iraqi officials saying?
Several things, Howard. On Saturday in Baghdad, Iraq's vice president, Taha Yassin Ramadan, said that Iraq would not accept any new resolution that would establish new rules for dealing with weapons inspections in Iraq. There have been many resolutions adopted by the Security Council that established rules for how weapons inspections should be carried out and what locations were there, were on limits and off limits. And those are the rules the Iraqis want to keep, whereas the Bush administration wants to change the rules, make them tougher. At the same time, Iraq's deputy prime minister, the country's number two right below Saddam Hussein, Tariq Aziz, said yesterday that if it comes to war, Iraq is going to fight fiercely and that the United States would face heavy casualties.
And what are those new rules that the United States wants to impose?
Well, the full text of a U.S. and British proposal hasn't been made public yet, but diplomats at the U.N. have disclosed that the resolution would give the Iraqi government only 7 days to accept the new terms and make an initial declaration of what they've got in the way of chemical, biological, and possibly nuclear weapons. And then it would give the Iraqis an additional 23 days to disclose the full extent of its weapons program. That is, 1 month in total to come fully clean. It's a much faster timetable than those that are currently operative, which actually give the UN inspection team, which is known by its acronym, UNMOVIC, about 2 months to get up and running again in Baghdad, and then it gives Iraq another 4 months to show its good faith that that's going to allow weapons inspectors to go anywhere and do their job without conditions.
And do you have some sense of the chances that the United States will be successful and convince the UN Security Council to adopt this new, tougher stance?
I think right now it's hard to say, and that's the reason why there's been so much U.S. and British diplomacy around the world over this past weekend, the past few days. France, Russia, and China are the three nations with veto power on the Security Council that remain resistant to the United States and British approach. So, Undersecretary of State Mark Grossman was in Paris first, then went on to Moscow yesterday. By most press accounts, the French and the Russians are still not convinced of this approach. The British government sent a high-ranking diplomatic team to Beijing as well for similar talks. And another senior U.S. diplomat is in Turkey now, which is important because Turkey borders on Iraq to the north, for talks on how Turkey may play a role. And that's in advance of Tariq Aziz from Iraq, who's expected in Turkey as soon as the American diplomat leaves.
So what happens next?
Well, one important step begins tomorrow when Hans Blix, who heads the UN weapons inspection team, begins 3 days of meetings in Vienna with representatives from Iraq. And they're going to talk about logistical arrangements for getting the weapons inspectors back in. The UN is expected to be ready to send the inspectors to Iraq by mid-October. And by the way, UNMOVIC has responsibility for chemical and biological weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency, also based in Vienna, has expertise in nuclear weapons. The U.S. and Britain this week will probably firm up the final wording of a new resolution at the U.N., and the Senate this week begins debate on a resolution backing the use of force.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Howard.